And that is why it is so wonderful when people are well unjust to us, even cruel. Then we practice not only charity, but mercy. And that's why God allowed sin, so then Christ, by dying on the cross, could win for us the grace to practice mercy. Because that is what we do when we sin against God. We sin against justice. And God is not only loving or kind, He is merciful. God therefore allowed sin so that He, God, could practice mercy, and by His mercy might gain for us the grace to practice mercy in our lives. It was a long explanation, but I think it was worth it. Let's take one more. And sisters, I'm so happy you are really filling the box. Stuff the box. Why is the Holy Eucharist also called the Bread of Angels? Oh, thank you. See, there are two kinds of questions. There are amateur questions and there are professional questions. That is a professional question. The Eucharist is called the Bread of Angels because the Eucharist gives us food, not, shall I say, just for the body. No. The Holy Eucharist is the food of our spirit. Sisters, maybe you heard this before. Did you know that we are a combination of animals and angels? Did you know that? We are a combination of animals and angels. Father, please watch your language. We are like the animals. We have a body. We take space. Sisters, the angels do not occupy space. Is that wonderful? The animals, we occupy space. We have weight. And there's somewhere there's a picture of elephants. Love is strong. So we occupy space, we have weight. Like the animals. We eat, we sleep. In other words, we are animals. Sisters, my dear fellow angelic animals, good morning. Well, then we're also spirits. Unlike the animals, when an animal dies, that's it. When our bodies die, that's not it. That's just the beginning. Because our souls are immortal. There's a profound sense in which we can say we never die. what dies is only our body. So what? Our souls remain alive. And let's be clear, our souls, like the angels, our souls exist independent of the body. Do you hear me? No Protestants, no poor Protestants, I keep bringing them up. The poor Protestants. Do you know this? Now, some Protestants have become more or less Catholicized. That's wonderful. They become more and more Catholic. Still call themselves Presbyterians or Baptists or Methodists. But they have been deeply influenced by Catholicism. But strict Protestants do not believe, no Protestant who understands Protestantism believes that when a person dies, the soul remains alive, conscious, with a mind, and has a free will. Did you know that? That's why Protestants don't pray for the souls in purgatory, because there are no souls independent of the body. Isn't that something? Oh, in teaching the Protestants how much I had to tell them. Let me tell you a story. I was teaching at the State University for 5 years in Michigan. One morning, must have been 4 o'clock in the morning, the telephone rang. A lady called me up, a Catholic lady. My apology, she said, for waking you up. Well, I tried to be kind, but I just thought I had to call you up. Because yesterday, you visited, and I did, you visited the father of a lady, and this, well, I went to the wake. The father was a Protestant minister, so I consoled the family, and the minister was lying in the coffin. I consoled the family over the death of her husband, for the wife of the minister, and also the daughter whose father was a minister. After I consoled the relatives, I knelt down. Remember, there's a Protestant minister. I knelt down next to the coffin. And in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, out loud, I prayed for the repose of the soul of this, well, deceased minister. I said, three Our Fathers, three Hail Marys. When I finished, I said, eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, that perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful depart through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a Protestant minister. All the people around there were Protestants. But sisters, we are to profess our faith, right? The Protestants need of this. They don't pray, as you know, nor for the souls of the departed. So I explained, I just prayed for the repose of the soul of this deceased minister. I thought you would understand, because we Catholics believe the souls live on after death, and if they're in purgatory,